Dublin's Q102, the PPI Awards 2013, category E2, Radio DJ. Dublin's Q102's Liam Coburn.
Dublin's Q102.
More music, let's talk. It's Dublin's Q102, Black Box and Ride on Tyne. Hiya, Liam Coburn here. One of my favourite urban myths of all time is the story that the sax solo in this song was played by Blockbusters presenter Bob Holness. Not true at all, of course. It's played by a guy called Raphael Ravenscroft. But wouldn't it have been great if it had been Bob? Can I have a B, please, Bob, for Baker Street? Oh, yeah. Bruno Mars.
Dublin's Q102. Celebrity Spy.
Yesterday on Celebrity Spy, we told you that Chris Brown's dad disapproves of the singer's relationship with Rihanna because they're both too spontaneous and whimsical. Chris's dad reckons the relationship doesn't have balance. Well, this may come as a shock, but Chris doesn't care what his dad thinks. Friends say Brown respects his father's opinion, but at the end of the day, it's his relationship and no one else's, so he's going to do whatever he wants to do. The source says, Chris is not mad at his dad at all. He loves his dad. Of course, if I were Chris's dad, I'd be worried. And he says he loves Rihanna as well, and look what he did to her.
Dublin's Q102, Retro Years.
Right, we are in the 80s for our retro year today. We've already heard the first of our three songs, John Lennon and Woman. There is a clue on the Facebook page about one of the big, big news stories of 1980, whenever it was. This year, Dieran ni Vreen hosted the Eurovision Song Contest, which was held at the RDS in Dublin. Ireland were represented by Sheba with this. And horoscopes representing Ireland in Eurovision. Question is, what year was it? If you think you know, drop me a text, 57102 for 20 cent. Stick in your name and where you are this morning as well. Commodores now. Musical clue number two is Lady, You Bring Me Up from Dublin's Q102. Music, let's talk. It's Dublin's Q102, Ed Sheeran and the A-Team. Had the doctors yesterday just for check-up and cholesterol check and all that sort of thing. And he did all the usual things, you know, weighed me, measured my height, the whole thing, and then decided it was time to check my BMI. So I thought, he'll have some fancy gadget he uses to calculate all this. He does. It was called Google. Popped on his computer, typed in BMI calculator into Google, and off he went. Measured my height and weight and looked it up in his BMI chart. And it turns out, I'm 3 inches too short.
Hey, Dave Harrington here. As Ladies Week continues...
More music, less talk. Dublin's Q102, Leanne Rimes. She was fighting with her dentist because apparently he didn't do a great job on her teeth at all, but she's dropped her lawsuit now. Obviously, she's not smiling about it, but nonetheless. We're in the middle of 30 minutes of more music and less talk with Mike and the Mechanics now. Living Years at Dublin's Q102. More music, less talk while you work. It's Dublin's Q102. That is such a nice song. It's Pink and Nate Roos, lead singer from Fun, and Just Give Me a Reason. It's Liam Coburn here. First of the big cruise ships of the season is in. It may well be about to leave at this stage. The Caribbean Princess, one of the massive ones. And you see it, if you're driving over the East Link or around town, that sort of area, you will see it. It looks huge. But yesterday evening, Abigail wanted to get a closer look at it, so we went down in the car, down towards Alexandra Quay to have a close look. And it is colossal. It's unbelievably big. We're talking about it on the Facebook page. And as I said there, if this was a building, you'd never get planning permission for it in Dublin. It's that big. It's an enormous thing. And I do kind of understand the whole, the physics of it and water displacement, all of that stuff. But still, I'm still in awe of the fact that 112,000 tons of metal can actually float on the sea. It stuns me. I mean, forget about cloaks of invisibility or Harry Potter's Expelliarmus stuff. None of that nonsense. This is the real magic. That thing floats.
Dublin. You wanted more music.
More music, less talk while you work. Dublin's Q102, Ed Sheeran and Drunk. Michael Jackson before that and Billie Jean. Quincy Jones, who produced Thriller, wanted to call that Not My Lover rather than Billie Jean because he was concerned that people might think it was about Billie Jean King, the tennis player. Somehow, I don't think Michael Jackson would have been Billie Jean King's type. To be fair, Michael Jackson wasn't really anyone's type, was he? Here's Bob Seger, We've Got Tonight, from Dublin's Q102.
I know it's late.
Music, Let's Talk. It's Dublin's Q102 with a hot take on me. It's Liam Colburn here. Much excitement in the Colburn household briefly last night. We thought momentarily we were off to Mexico. Got an email in my email inbox last night from United Airlines confirming my flight details to Mexico from San Francisco. Just for a moment, I thought, well, hello, somebody's bought me a nice present. Turns out somebody with a very similar email address to mine had obviously put their email address in wrong when they were filling out the details for their online booking. And I got the confirmation. Thankfully for them, through the power of Twitter, I've managed to find the person in question, and they now have their email confirmation of their flights from San Francisco to Mexico, which is kind of a shame because I've never been to Mexico.
Got a smartphone or tablet?
More music, less talk. Dublin's Q102, Counting Crows and Vanessa Carlton and Big Yellow Taxi. Talking about the big cruise ships been in Dublin, first of the summer season. I'm not suggesting it's going to be summer, but you know, it's the summer season. The Caribbean Princess arrived yesterday. A great suggestion from Philip on our Facebook page. He says they should do guided tours while the ship is in port for people to go on board and see it. They might actually get some bookings out of it. That's not a bad idea at all, Philip. I like your thinking on that. Are you a cruising sort? Have you been on a cruise? Do you recommend them? What's your thoughts on it? Drop me a text. 57102 for 20 cents.
Dublin's Q102, the Dublin Diary.
More music, less talk. Dublin's Q102. There's Michael Jackson and Thriller. Hard to believe that video was considered X-rated and even banned in certain places because of its graphic nature and its scary content. When you see shows like Criminal Minds and The Following, which is just finished on Sky Atlantic, and the stuff that's in those, you think that video was considered scary?
Dublin's Q102. Job spot.
More music, less talk. Dublin's Q102. And Paul Simon, you can call me Al. By the way, today is Europe Day. Did you know that? I've sort of kept it very low-key, given the whole point is that we should be celebrating the peace and unity that is Europe in the 21st century. You ever feel European? Every time you think, I'm proud to be a European?
Dublin's Q102. Celebrity Spy.
The Reese Witherspoon versus the cops incident just won't go away. The actress has been fined for refusing to stay in her car and obey the instructions of the policeman who was arresting her husband for drunk driving. She's since apologised for what she called an embarrassing public outburst. However, her stepmother, Trisha Ann Taylor, says this is not a one-off outburst and Reese is not the goody-goody she appears to be. She says Reese's dad refused to walk her down the aisle in 2011 because Reese is such a nightmare to deal with. She also claims Reese needs professional help for a serious drinking problem. Now, these may seem like genuine comments and concerns coming from someone so close to the star, but there is one important detail you need to know here. Reese's stepmother has never actually met her.
Hey, Dave Harrington here. Gotta love short weeks.
More music, less talk while you work. It's Dublin's Q102. Liam Colburn here. When this song was a hit, Richard Nixon was resigning from office over Watergate. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, Dublin's Q102.